Hey, y'all. Welcome to What's Cooking with Paula Deen today. And you see, I got my sidekick here with me because, you know, one of the things that we have in common, we've got a lot in common, but enjoying good food is certainly one of them, isn't it?
I'm telling you. One of my favorite things.
Yeah. I mean, we were a match made in heaven when we met each other. When I first met you, I had gone on that Atkins diet. Because I had just finished my dessert cookbook, and I had put on probably 25 pounds. That's probably when type 2 diabetes started creeping in on me, and I wasn't aware of it. But, you know, I just lived off of sweets because that's what I was cooking. So when Michael met me, he thought, she's going to offer me something so good. Well.
Oh, she did. She said, would you like a snack? I said, well, certainly. Knowing it would be a pastry or a cupcake or a cake or a pie or a muffin or something that was in that sweets cookbook.
Yeah.
So she made microwavable pork rinds.
Uh-huh.
Which, believe it or not, were really good.
They're delicious.
They're delicious. But
and they have no carbs.
It was kind of a letdown.
I was
expecting.
But I pulled out the cream cheese. There's no carbs in cream cheese. So at that moment that I met you, I was living off of microwavable pork skins and cream cheese. And then I think I kind of chucked it and when I realized that you like to eat as much as I like to cook and feed people. So it worked out great. You know, this morning I want to talk about, especially with St. Patrick's Day coming up, you know, a lot of people here in Savannah have friends over for breakfast before the parade and all the drinking starts.
There's a lot of green grits.
A lot of green grits served up in this town. That's exactly right. Along with green beer.
Oh, yeah.
You know, the only thing green that I know of that people don't want on March the 17th is collard greens.
Oh, that's right.
But let me tell you something, honey. On March the 18th, folks will step over your back to get in that restaurant to have those collard greens. Anything they can do to get mama's cooking in their belly. Because they had a large time on the day before. But how many times have you seen me make that breakfast casserole?
Oh, it's delicious. One of my favorites. Yeah.
It is. It is so good. And I think I made this recently on a show. And, you know, there's so many ways that you can do that breakfast casserole. You can kind of kick it up, you know, any way you want to. But I take 6 slices of just white bread, and I butter one side of it, and I put it down in a 13x9x2 pan. And then I crack 6 large eggs and beat up with 2 cups of half and half. So that half and half is going to make it so nice and rich, you know, rather than using just regular milk. Because you and I, normally I keep 2% milk around for us instead of whole milk. So the half and half works real well. And then I just take a pound of breakfast sausage and I scramble it up and I like cook it maybe like halfway. And I take a whole white onion and I chop it. I salt and pepper my eggs and half. The recipe says to taste, but I'm not tasting raw eggs, so I just put what I want in there. And I also add a little garlic powder, y'all, and that really kicks it up. And then I have a couple of different cheeses in it. A cup of cream, cheddar cheese, and a cup of Colby Jack cheese. And I'll tell you something else that's real good in it. Like I said, you can do anything you want to, but cream cheese cubed up in it is mighty tasty. So it's so easy to make. You just par cook your sausage and then add your onions and cook it for 3 or 4 minutes. And then you drain most of the liquid off your sausage, but not all of it. Because remember, where there's fat, there's flavor. So you want to leave some of that in there. And you just pour that egg mixture over your bread, over your buttered bread. And you'll want to, because you put your cheese on it last, you'll want to take your piece of tinfoil and spray it with a nonstick and cover your casserole with that so the cheese won't stick to the aluminum and, you know, how it can almost just like peel off and get on your food. So make sure you spray that top. And then all you have to do is cover your casserole, put it in the refrigerator, and it's ready for the next morning. Or 4 to 6 to 12 hours, it doesn't matter. So you just take it out of your refrigerator and bake it in a preheated 350-degree oven for about 45 minutes. And it's a wonderful brunch dish. But, you know, do it any way you want to. You can add bell pepper. You can add bacon with it, or you can do it with ham. Like I said, I like to use red potatoes with mine. I'll boil them whole, and then I slice them. You have to par cook those. Then just pour your egg mixture over that, and it's so simple. And then cover it with cheese. It's that easy and that tasty. In fact, it's even a wonderful dinner dish. You know, you can make it around 1 o'clock and has plenty of time to sit for dinner. Why are you looking at me so funny?
You get a little spot on.
Well, get it off. Did you get it?
I think so.
I guess it's mascara. Just all of a sudden I looked at him and he was looking at me so funny. Everybody has a favorite holiday tradition, and for me, I love giving gourmet goodies from HarryandDavid.com. Harry and David has something delicious for everybody on your list, including me. In fact, I've got ahead of the holidays, and I enjoyed preparing a wonderful fresh pear salad with those delicious juicy pears. Entertaining over the holidays is so easy, especially when you can gather all around and enjoy treats from Harry and David. And right now, Harry and David is offering you 20% off your holiday purchase. That's 20% off all the Christmas gifts and goodies that the lucky person on your list can handle. Sending any of Harry and David's delicious goodies is a perfect way to show your friends, family, and coworkers just how much you're thankful for them. And whether they're a chocolate lover, a late-night snacker, or a wine lover, or a holiday hostess, Harry and David has something for everybody to love. And I think 20% off your holiday order is an amazing deal, but you have to hurry because it expires Friday. Harry and David is part of the 1-800-Flowers family of brands and the company that I go to for all my holiday gift giving and my entertaining needs. To get 20% off select holiday favorites now, go to HarryandDavid.com, click the radio icon, and enter code Paula. That's HarryandDavid.com. Click the radio icon and enter code P-A-U-L-A for 20% off. Hurry, y'all, because the offer ends Friday. We're back, y'all, and I was just told that I've already taken up too much time telling stories. Michael is really funny, and sometimes his humor can cut. Like, look, you see that hair coming up? I hate when he does that to me. And how long have we been together now?
6 happy years.
Well, it's not been 6.
Yeah, maybe 5.
You have had a good time, haven't you? I think we've been together 16.
Yeah, that's right.
Something like that. Are you fixing to hurt my feelings again?
No.
6 happy years. So out of the 16, there's only been 6 happy ones.
Maybe 7.
Bye, y'all. Love and best dishes between you and your husband. I hope he's as sweet as mine. You are a devil. Everybody has a favorite holiday tradition, and for me, I love giving gourmet goodies from harryanddavid.com. Harry and David has something delicious for everybody on your list, including me. In fact, I've got ahead of the holidays, and I enjoyed preparing a wonderful fresh pear salad with those delicious juicy pears. Entertaining over the holidays is so easy, especially when you can gather all around and enjoy treats from Harry and David. And right now, Harry and David is offering you 20% off your holiday purchase. That's 20% off all the Christmas gifts and goodies that the lucky person on your list can handle. Sending any of Harry and David's delicious goodies is a perfect way to show your friends, family, and coworkers just how much you're thankful for them. And whether they're a chocolate lover, a late-night snacker, or a wine lover, or a holiday hostess, Harry and David has something for everybody to love. And I think 20% off your holiday order is an amazing deal, but you have to hurry because it expires Friday. Harry and David is part of the 1-800-Flowers family of brands and the company that I go to for all my holiday gift giving and my entertaining needs. To get 20% off select holiday favorites now, go to harryanddavid.com, click the radio icon, and enter code Paula. That's harryanddavid.com. Click the radio icon and enter code P-A-U-L-A for 20% off. Hurry, y'all, because the offer ends Friday.